Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a number of things, which I hope will add to your festive enjoyment. The first thing I'm going to be doing is looking back over the last 6 months of Music Talks and choosing my favourite guest contribution from each decade. So we'll do that over the next 6 days. I'll then release a sort of composite episode made up of those individual contributions. On Christmas Day, I'll be posting my favourite Christmas song and why it is my favourite Christmas song. And then on the 30th and the 31st of December, we'll be doing a Best Songs of the Year and Best Albums of the Year. But let's kick off today with my first choice in terms of guest contribution. It's from episode 5, which was Paul Doherty, and it's his choice for the 60s and his description of why the song means so much to him, and that was Janis Joplin. Now, I realise the purists amongst you will point out that technically this isn't the 60s, although you can argue the song was certainly written in that decade. But this was, I'm not sure if it was the first, but as I got used to it, people tweaking and changing the format. But it's Christmas, I'm happy to turn a blind eye, and I thoroughly enjoyed this contribution from Paul and his episode. So I hope you enjoy hearing it again. Here it is. But what I didn't expect is how people would play around with it. And it's a show that will actually go out after this one, but I recorded a couple of weeks ago where the guest decided to redefine what a decade was, because that was the only way he could get his choices in. His were actually towards the more recent stuff. And it looks like you've done the same, Paul. So talk us through that.
Yeah, you actually caught me cheating. So. There was, as I thought about it, because the songs, you know, I guess maybe we might get into it with the first song, but the song that defined the 60s for me and like meant a lot about that era was actually, you know, written and recorded in 1970. So I decided to change my decade definition to, you know, from the one through the naught. Yeah. On my deck, it's to squeeze in my 60s songs. I did cheat a little bit, which you caught me on.
No, well, that's as I put in my mail. When I put my own list together, I just got it wrong. So I had something from Led Zeppelin 2, and then one of my nerdy friends said, "That's very good, Terry, but it was released in 1969." So what is it about? And I'm like you, I love the song, and I want to talk about Janis Joplin as an artist, but what is it about that just represents the 60s to you? Why does it resonate so much?
I don't know, something has always struck me about the song, just listening to it for years and years. Yeah, to me it's a song that brings back, like, you know, I was a young kid in the 60s, but brings back that whole era, you know, Busted Flat in Baton Rouge, you know, Waiting for a Train, and the whole journey across America. It's like, it's, you know, one of the early books that had an influence on me was Jack Kerouac's, you know, The Road, you know, and it feels like, you know, you feel like you're back in that era of everybody exploring the 60s. You know, it's an amazing love song about, you know, being in love with Bobby McGee, and then this letting him go, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. You know, she lets him go and is happy to let her boyfriend go. So it's a love song. It's to me, it's got hints of, you know, kind of America, you know, American folk songs, like America, yes. Think of America the Beautiful, From Sea to Side. You see one of the lines is from the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun. You know, Bobby shared the secrets of, you know, my soul. You know, so it's all these things together to me. Like every time I listen to it, it's, you know, you kind of think of a different perspective on it. And then the performance is just amazing. And it was recorded a few days, if I recall, a few days before Janis died and then released posthumously. Yep. You know, that second part of the song where she just kicks into it, and it's kind of a celebration of the music and the song, and is, I just think, you know, it's kind of an amazing expression of her as an artist. So it just strikes me on many levels.
No, that's a great summary. And is she an artist that you listen to a lot, or is it just this song?
No, it's a couple other songs. This is the real song. I wouldn't say I'm a, you know, fan of everything Janis did, but I mean, there's a couple other songs that I listen to occasionally, but this is the one you know, that really grabs me.
Yeah, I mean, the reason for asking that question is I'm like you, that when it's one of those songs that when I hear it, it instantly sort of conjures up a mood. It absolutely, for me, has that America and size and scale and wide open places. And I often talk about growing up in the UK, one, America seemed like the most exciting place in the world, and two, most of that was conjured up by music.
Yeah.
Here's the other reason you can definitely count it as the 60s, because it was written in the 60s, and I did not know that the original version was by a guy called, I don't know if you know, Roger Miller.
Yeah, Roger Miller and I think it was Chris Christopherson.
Well, Chris Christopherson wrote it, and would you believe he's playing Edinburgh next month. At the age of 82.
Oh, wow.
Which shouldn't be a surprise, because the following month we're going to see Burt Bacharach, and he's 91. but Roger Miller had a hit with England's, we're King of the Road, but England Swings, which was one of those sort of novelty records. So one of the many things that fascinates me about music is that you look at an artist like that who was so sort of middle of the road and safe, and then you get Janis doing her version. So,
yeah.
And let's take a little listen to me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California,
one great first choice. Two, finally, that opening line of Baton Rouge. I did do a podcast last year with a guy called Kevin Clement from Baton Rouge, and I was disproportionately excited just because he was from that part of the country, and it's such a musical place.